Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Are you following the gurus? Do you follow the people who are the big players? Do you follow people who have just taken their companies and their small companies and they've made them bigger, whether it's Zuckerberg or Bill Gates or Branson or the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett? Do you really look at their lives and look at what they do? And understanding that these are people that could not possibly spend all the money that they have, but yet every single day they get up and go to work. Every day they're looking to see how they can make it better. Every day they're looking and they're saying, what companies can we acquire? How can we change our marketing? How can we come out with new products because I want to do better? That's not to make money. They've already have enough money. But how far can they take their business? That's what they want to see. They want to see how far their ability will take them. And you, as the business owner, want to study their lives to see how far you can take your business with the ability you have and how far your company can go. Yes, money is important. I'd never downplay money. Money is the thing, the vehicle that makes everything work. It helps pay the mortgage, it makes the payroll, it makes life easier, and without money we can't stay in business. But once we get past a certain point and money's coming in, we can't just seek to make just more money. We have to look and see where your ability is going to take you. You have to challenge yourself. You have to step up to the next level. You have to say to yourself, you know, I've done well in life, or I'm on my way to doing well in life, or I want to do well in life. And now, where can I go? How can I challenge myself? How can I use my ability? How can I push it to the edge? How can I do what General Chuck Yeager did when he broke the sound barrier, pushing it to the edge? Nobody thought the sound barrier could be broken. They thought it just wasn't possible. But he got in that airplane, and he just went right through the sound barrier after lots of tests and unfortunately, lots of pilots losing their lives and wanting just to do better, and he changed aviation. Why do we continue to build bigger airplanes? Why do we continue to create better software? Why do we continue to do anything? It's to make money, but it's to do it better. It's to work to your ability. And if you have employees, which many of you do, you want to help those employees work to their ability. You want to be able to find a way to coach them, to motivate them, to get them to understand that when they show up today and tomorrow and the next day, that they want to really focus on doing better, not just for the company, but for themselves. They'll feel better. They'll feel more accomplished. Why does a sports player, baseball, football, hockey, take your pick, who has millions and millions of dollars, why would Peyton Manning want to play one more year? He's got enough money for the rest of his life. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, he bought 20-some Papa John's in Colorado. Imagine, 20 of them. Oh, that's, I'd have some money to do that. So money's not the issue. The issue is what's inside of him. He's got to get it out. He's got to show the world. He's got to do it better. And I hope that you're doing the same thing. If you're just stuck in the rut of, oh, how do we make more money and how do we meet the payroll and how do we get rich, not going to get you to where you want to be. Get your brain active. Get excited. Get excited about doing business. Get into it. Get into the flow. Say to yourself, I know we can do better. I can surround myself with a team of people. I can surround myself with a great team of people. I can show the competition. I can show the world. But most important, I can show myself what I was able to accomplish. Because when you get up in the morning, all you've got is you. And depending on who you are and what you want to do and your will, drive, and determination will depend upon whether you are successful. I don't know if you saw Michael Keaton's acceptance speech at the Golden Globes. But if you haven't, you just might Google it and pull it up because it was absolutely magnificent. He talks about coming from a background that I come from, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Actually, he comes from a suburb of Pittsburgh, and he talks about how you don't whine. You get up and you go to work, about the will, the drive, the determination, the expectation of doing better. That's what was taught to us. That's what the city taught to us. That's what our parents taught to us. And that's what we need to teach our employees. That's what we need to teach our children. That's what we need to teach our vendors and make them accountable because we want them to do better. So take a moment, Google Michael Keaton, pull up the speech. I think you'll really enjoy it, and it'll be inspiring, and you'll be able to get an understanding of where you want to be and what you want to do. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always am excited, happy, and it makes me feel good when I'm talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.